You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. Joy seekers, we hope that 2023 is still moving strongly. Deanne and I are so glad to be with you on today. As we all know, this is Small Business Month, Stroke Awareness Month, Mental Health Awareness Month. And we will be highlighting each of these throughout the entire month. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Tasha Cobbs-Leonard featuring Nicki Minaj with I'm Getting Ready. Right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, brand new day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready.
I'm getting ready to see.
Oh, something I've never seen. I'm getting ready.
Yo, beach house vibes, maneuver the jet ski. 'Cause I serve a God that parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi. From food stamps to more ice than Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watch them all fall for going against me. 'Cause me and all my angels shot the devil up. While you was trying to pull me down, I leveled up. I leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepare for a miracle blessing in these times. Now praise them, raise them, name it, claim it. Every tongue that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power of life and death coming out my tongue.
It's real easy.
Hey, hey, this is Dr. Kristen Guillory, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
In a world full of uncertainty, in a world that's filled with dreams, in a world that's filled with hatred, I come to you, you come for me. In a world
was Sib Life with Comfort Me, and you're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are, again, so excited to have you tune in with us on this evening. Destination Transformation, y'all, it is the theme for 2023. And Deanne and I want to help you forge ahead to make the necessary shifts and changes to navigate your life in the right direction. Here's Tina Campbell with We Livin' and Jonathan McReynolds with Not Lucky, I'm Loved, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Shining bright, going hard, living big, yeah. Like a star. Ain't trying to get it, already got it. And there ain't nothing no one can do about it. Trust me, living that best life. We living that best life. We living that best life. We living, we living.
Everybody talking about trying to hustle hard, but don't nobody want to talk about God. Trying to get it in, we trying to win, but don't nobody seem to know where to begin. Well, I'ma tell you something, and I hope you listening. Life gets better when Jesus is your friend. You can tell him anything, he'll tell you everything. No competition, how you win it every day.
Shining bright, going hard, living big, like a star. Ain't trying to get it, already got it. Now I can understand, I you got ambition. You've been dreaming big since you was a kid, waiting for the dream to come alive so you can live. Well, I'ma tell you something, I hope you listening. Life gets better when Jesus is your friend. When you give him everything, he'll give you everything. No competition, how you winning every day.
Shining bright,
going hard, living big,
like a star.
Just like a star.
This is Dr. Jatan, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Maybe I succeeded a little. I jumped up from the floor to the middle. You think I want the credit? I don't. 'Cause the glory ain't made for me, no. But I know who sits on the throne. Makes the stage and writes the songs. And I know I couldn't do this on my own. And as much as I complain,
seen. I've seen more sunshine than rain. And I could thank my lucky stars, but that's not where my blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance. But truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm lucky. I fall to my knees and I say that I'm grateful when every morning starts. So I don't thank my lucky stars, cause that's not where my blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance. But truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm loved. Cause that's not where my blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance. But truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm loved.
blessings are, no, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance. But truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm loved.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. We have an amazing guest joining us this evening that is going to give some amazing tidbits. But first, here's Anita Wilson featuring Ruby Green and Kinsey with Out Here Trusting God, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
If you're feeling good, let me hear you sing, yeah. All right. Woke up with my purpose on my mind. Decided I ain't wasting no more time. I'm on my grind. Nothing's impossible with Jesus on my side. Now every day, I be out here walking by faith. Why I make the moves that I make, and I won't break. There ain't nothing that can stop this way. Yeah, I'm just out here trusting God. I'll be praying, listening to what He's saying. I ain't praying. I'm just out here trusting God. I already claimed it, patiently waiting.
Promise that He made. Just know my trust in Him will never fade. It don't matter how long it takes. If it means forever, I'ma stand right here and wait. I'll be out here walking by faith. That's why I make the moves that I make. I won't break. There ain't nothing that can stop this way. I'm just out here trusting God.
Call me crazy, cause I trust somebody that I can't see. And I believe with everything in me that I'ma get all the things that He told me. So I live my life carefree, knowing that He is the key. And He got everything I need. That's why they call Him the King of Kings. So I go have fun, create a little debt, then get back to work, break the internet. Cause He is the bag, He is the check. He got the plan, He know what's next. So every day I go a little higher, waiting on Jehovah Jireh. Remember the ones who told ya, nobody but Ruby and Anita.
I'll be praying, listening to what He's saying. I ain't playing. Whoa. I already claimed it. I'm patiently waiting. Out here trusting God.
Co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music
and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. Listen, Joy Seekers, we are so excited to share our very special guest on this evening. Let's welcome to the Brand New Day family, Dr. Tracy Timberlake.
Hello. Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited about our chat today.
Absolutely. So we're just going to get started. Will you tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Yes. So as Emily said, I am Dr. Tracy Timberlake. I'm a business coach in the online space. And so I help entrepreneurs, primarily minority women, but there's some men in there too, to start and sustain businesses. And I do this by teaching them obviously the techniques to do it, but also help them work on their mindset. And I like to look at business as a ministry. So we like to figure out how we can get the business to really be a reflection of what we're called to do in this world.
All right. Well, this is Deanne, and we thank you for joining us. So my question is, when the pandemic hit, all of us had to do a hard reset, pivot, and shift in some way. Mm-hmm. What are some things that changed for you personally and professionally?
Nothing. sounds very nothing.
That's awesome.
As a matter of fact, I was busier than ever. And it's really interesting because when you run an online business, everything I do is pretty much from my house. So when the pandemic hit, I was like, oh, so basically my life is called quarantine because this is what I do regularly. I was more busy than ever during the pandemic because I got three very specific phone calls. I got a phone call from the editor of the Miami Herald. They said, can you please write an article to help our readers understand how to use social media. I got a phone call from the Miami Tourism Board to do a training for all of the businesses in South Florida who had not understood how to, you know, like, how do you deal with a pandemic when tourism is, you know, what you're known for. And then I got a phone call from the Miami Chamber of Commerce saying, hey, can you please help our businesses understand how to operate in the digital space? Now, what's very interesting about this is that about 4 months prior, 4 or 5 months prior, my TED Talk came out. And I talked very specifically about digital leadership and the importance of taking what you do in the real world into the online space, because you're just going to have a much bigger market, a much bigger audience. And so that TED Talk went slightly viral during that period of time because everybody was trying to get online. So to answer your question, in short, nothing changed. I was actually more busy than ever. I had more clients than ever during that season, just because of the nature of what I was able to teach them during the time we were all quarantined.
Wow, what a blessing.
And that definitely is amazing because I quite certain everybody didn't have the experience. So it's good to hear a different perspective. Mm. So my question to you is, I would safely assume that there was a previous career prior to entrepreneurship. So I want to know, when did you come to the realization that it was time to shift or transition from that to the space that you're in now?
Oh, what a journey it's been. And I feel really blessed to have had many different chapters of that journey. So prior to, let me just go back a little bit. Out of college, I went to work full-time in ministry. So I was working for a Christian organization and decided that, you know, I don't know that that was my calling necessarily. I mean, I think my life is a ministry, but I don't know that vocational ministry was the calling. So then I moved into higher education. I moved back to South Florida because I was living in Missouri at the time. So I moved back to Miami and started working for a university in South Florida, at the law school. And so higher education really was where I had planted for about 8 or 9 years. And during that time, and I know, you know, Emily, we were talking about the story of my brother passing. And during that time is when I sort of found YouTube. I was diagnosed with an anxiety disorder. And I think it was just, there was a lot of things that were happening in my life at the time. And I always say that, you know, energy doesn't die. It just transmutes. So there was all of this like pent up, and I don't know what it was. It was pent up creativity that I couldn't use. It was pent up, you know, maybe slightly depression because I couldn't fully express how I was feeling with everything that was going on with my brother. Maybe there was something else that I knew that I was called to do and I couldn't figure out what that was. So in that time frame, after my diagnosis, I found YouTube. And what's very interesting about when I found YouTube, this was back in 2011 or 2012, I started making YouTube videos and my anxiety just went away. And so I was like, oh, there must be something to being able to express myself. And I was just talking about like hair products, makeup products, like the things that my friends were already asking me in real life. I was just making videos on them. And so as I was doing that, it evolved with me. So as I was evolving in life and I was learning new things, I started to talk about it on my YouTube channel and people started asking me for advice. And then it was the end of 2015 where, you know, I started working with a lot of brands like in 2013, 2014. And so this was the beginning of the influencer era. Like the word influencer wasn't a thing. I was probably one of the original OG influencers who like started to get paid to talk about things online. And I was like, well, this is so much fun. Like I would much rather get paid to talk about lip gloss than to go to my job at the law school. But it wasn't enough to sustain me yet. So I was working as an influencer. I was also doing my stuff at the law school. And it just got very, very exhausting because I felt like I had two jobs. And so I remember in 2015, I was like, okay, God, something has got to give. Like this is, I cannot sustain this. Now, I do feel like you're calling me into this influencer world. I don't know what that looks like. And I'm not making enough money to do that to like pay my mortgage. So if I can't figure that out, I'm going to have to quit. And then about 2 weeks later is when I discovered the online coaching world. And I was like, but this is like literally what I've been doing. Like on YouTube, I was coaching people with their life, with brand building, how to get started. And so I decided that I would start a business then. And then 2016, January 1st is when I opened the doors to my business. And January 2nd, I had my first client. And it's been such a wonderful journey since then.
Awesome.
Wow. Okay. So what inspired you, I mean, to become a business coach? I mean, you pretty much told your story about like how you got started, but what inspired you to say, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and take the leap and dig in deep? Because I know, like you said, that juggling initially had to have been hard.
Yeah. So
made you say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. I think, I was so green to entrepreneurship. Like I really had no idea. So in my mind, there was just, I couldn't imagine myself failing. I was like, oh, this just seems like the natural next step. Like, again, I've been doing this already. And I was already, you know, being paid as an influencer, being paid as a personal brand. So I was like, oh, this makes so much sense. And then with my background in education, I was like, oh, I'll just, like, this makes a ton of sense. Oh, we can see you now. Yay. This makes a ton of sense to just transition into, you know, creating curriculum instead of managing it, you know, at the university. So for me, it was really just a natural, I wish that there was some big aha moment of like, God said, go. Like, it was so natural in a way, like it was the natural next step for me. And I could not envision myself failing. Like I just felt like God was really leading and there was no, like failure just didn't even occur to me. Like failure didn't occur to me until like year three of my business. Like I couldn't even imagine what failure would look like until like year three.
Wow. Right. Go ahead, Emily.
All right. So May is National Small Business Month. And as we all know, being an entrepreneur, it takes resilience, courage, tenacity, faith, a whole bunch of stuff. But as a business coach, what advice or encouragement would you offer to aspiring entrepreneurs?
If you are an aspiring entrepreneur, I would say transition from being an aspiring entrepreneur to being an entrepreneur as fast as you possibly can. This world moves quickly now. We, you know, 20, 25 years ago, we probably could have said it a little bit different, but things move so fast. And by the time, you know, you have prayed about it, thought about it, researched everything, you know, that exists on the internet about how to do it, there'll be new techniques, new methods, new strategies, and you'll be left behind again. So I would say make the transition as quickly as you possibly can. Even if you don't know what you're doing, make it a point to learn along the way. There's no reason to just continue to be aspiring when literally the world is available to you. Everything here is available. The 2023 and beyond is really set up for the entrepreneur. So with regards to and it's everything from practical things like how the tax system is set up to the availability of social media so you can get started for free. Like there's really nothing holding you back other than, you know, what's between the ears, which is your mind.
Wow. So let me ask you, and then this is before your next question, your next formal question. So with budding entrepreneurs who are especially trying to tackle this whole social media thing, would you suggest like just staying active daily, or like, is there a minimum amount of time that you need to stay active or engaged with an audience? Or, you know, like, sometimes you may not have material every day. So, I mean, how do you schedule it out so that at least you can make sure that you're engaging often?
Yeah. So I get asked this question. I mean, if I had a nickel for the time I've been asked this question over the last 8 years, everyone asks this question and no one likes the answer. It's, should you be posting every day? Yes. Yes. Okay. Multiple times a day, actually 3 times a day. Like when I first started my first year of business, I was posting 3 times a day. That's just what it takes. One, for a lot of different reasons. One, it gives you more confidence because you start to build the muscle and the discipline of showing up for your business. And a lot of people struggle with that, but if you discipline yourself and you allow yourself to grow in that area, that muscle of just participation grows and you gain more confidence. Number two, you're able to grow an audience organically with some of those tools, meaning that if you post twice a week and somebody shows up on your page and they see that you're not active, they're not going to follow. But if you're posting really amazing content and they show up to your page because they saw it on their For You page or the Explore page, and they're like, oh man, she posts daily. He posts it. Let me stop because I want more of this information. They're more apt to sign up to follow you when they know that you're active. The third thing, you're going to get people talking back to you more often. So then you know what kind of content they want to hear when they're actually communicating back with you. So the muscle of posting every day, I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying that that's just what it takes. Now, if somebody has posted every day for like 90 days, like, and you're like, Tracy, I have posted every day for 90 days and this does not work, then we have a conversation. But ultimately people are like, well, I posted like last week and then I posted on Saturday. And I'm like, okay, that's not enough. Like, I can't strategize when you like a sometimes showing up for your business situation. Like, I have to strategize like you being an active participant. And so with regards to sometimes you don't know what to post, I recently just posted a reel where I talked about how everything is content. We've all heard that, you know, that audio, everything is content, because it is. Like, I was posting, I was like, well, let me post this. I was making coffee. I was opening up a tripod. I hurt myself opening up a tripod and everybody got to see it on, you know, on the internet, because everything is content. I post videos of me putting my makeup on in the morning. Like, let's just talk about whatever. I'll post things about me doing my hair because everything is content. But we think that in order to create, it needs to be this life-changing event. It's not. It's not. People don't care about it. People just want to see a regular person showing up online, giving some really amazing tips, tricks, or even insight into who they are. The good, the bad, the ugly. That's what people want to see on social media, because social media is social first. Like, people want to get to know you before they buy into anything that you're selling or anything that you're offering.
Wow. That's good. That is good. I'm trying to dive into this world right now. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like I've struggled because it's like, oh, you got to put yourself out there, you know, but it's this young lady that I follow and all she does is eat, you know, and eat junk food. And she eats it. I'm like, I watch her for motivation because I'm like, if she can eat junk food all day, and even though she's gonna pay for it later on, she can do it all day and wear and just put on her makeup or go shopping at Target, you know, I'm like, surely there's something could come
up.
Yeah,
I mean, and that's the thing is like, all you have to do is figure out what do you love to showcase. So how I got started is like I said, talking about hair and makeup because people were always asking. So I'm just going to be like, okay, well, this is the lip gloss I'm using today. Let's put it on. Oh, I like it. Oh, I don't. And that becomes content. If you like to clean, there are people who are like, it's time to restock our fridge. It's let's go grocery shopping. And they just take you grocery shopping with them. Mm-hmm. There are people who are like, well, I'm going to go to the gym and you're going to watch me run. And it's like, that doesn't sound fun, but here we are watching them on the treadmill. But like you underestimate how interested people are in everybody else's life, right? Which is why I say like, don't overthink it and think that it needs to be this, you know, massive pinnacle apex, because that's not how everything is. Sometimes it's a quote. Sometimes I will come on and I'll say something really profound. Sometimes I'm folding laundry and you're going to watch it. Like, and we're going to, you know, because I hate folding laundry and I'll talk about how much I hate folding laundry. I might actually do that today. Today we're folding laundry. I hate it, and put it on the internet because people, you know, as simple as that sounds, that's what they want. Like they want to know you and what makes you who you are. So showcasing that, it's more simple than people think that it is.
Wow, you might have a client, a new client, Tracy. All right, so next question. Let's see here. Work-life balance is so important to our daily mental health. How do you maintain your overall well-being as an entrepreneur?
Good question. First, let me say, I don't believe in balance. I believe in focus. And when you understand focus, then you know, okay, for this period of time, I'm going to focus on this. And for this period of time, I'm going to focus on that. And that just means for me, taking a very hard look at my calendar. I keep a very tight ship when it comes to how my calendar operates. So these are the times that I'm going to do phone calls. These are the times that I'm going to drink coffee. These are the times. And I'm very, I put that in, like, it literally says coffee time, you know, in my calendar. One of the reasons why I even built this business, and I didn't learn this until after I was a full-time entrepreneur, like the very next morning, I realized, like I woke up, like I quit my job, left my job. The very next morning, I woke up and realized, oh, I don't actually like waking up and having somewhere to go or something to do. But I didn't realize because, you know, from call, like, think about it, from childhood on, you wake up, you go to school, you wake up, you go to class, you wake up, you go to work. And I didn't realize, I didn't learn that I don't like that. I actually don't want to talk to anybody until like 10 a.m. Like, I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to see anybody. Don't get on my calendar. You know, I'll go to the gym. I'll work out. I will kind of do my own thing, do my mindset practice, journal, read my Bible, meditate, whatever it is I want to do before like 10 or 11. And then I can start having conversations with people. So you have to know your flow and know, like, some people try to force themselves to be morning people. It's not that I'm not a morning person. I just like my mornings to be mine, right? Like some people, they're most creative in their 2 a.m. in the morning. Like I'm not going to judge that. That's just when their brain works proper. But you have to sort of know your flow and then figure out what you're going to focus on in those timeframes. For example, between 1 and 3 p.m., I also don't want to talk to people then either, like, because that's when I'm like, oh, I'm kind of like in the middle of the day. So that's when I'll have my coffee. That's when I will have lunch. Maybe that's when I'll fold my clothes, right? So I also don't take calls during those times either. So you have to sort of know where your energy is throughout the day to figure out what makes the most sense for you. And if you have more obligations, like you have family, you have kids, you have husband, you have wife, you have whatever, then, you know, make sure that inside of your schedule, you're allotting for that. Because I think people often underestimate how much time it takes for them to do something. And then they go, oh, I have no time, but you have a lot of time. You're just not utilizing it well.
Amen to that.
Oh, that's good. That is so good. I needed to hear that as well. I surely did. Yes, indeed. Okay. So the question I have for you, Dr. Tracy, is having a clear sense of direction for your life and being confident about the future, those two things are very, very important. So we decided that this year our show theme was going to be destination transformation.
Ooh.
So could you share how you are taking flight in this season of your life?
How I'm taking flight in this season of life. What a great question. Destination transformation. You know, ultimately for me, it's always about how can we grow and scale, not just in terms of the money of the business, but in terms of the impact of the business, right? So how many more people can I speak to? How many more people can I get on a phone call with? How many more people can, you know, my social media reach? And so what we're doing right now, at least on my team, is we're just planning for that. Like, we're just planning for bigger impact, more international type things. Like I'm doing some international speaking events coming up here, and really wanting some international partnerships, because the transformation, when it comes to, at least with coaching, while yes, I get a chance to transform in myself, but my transformation is never just for me. Like, my transformation is so I can continue to help other people transform along the way too. Because as I'm learning, I am teaching. As I am integrating, I'm able to then, you know, scale that, you know, to be able to run something so that other people can integrate it for themselves too. So the transformation aspect of what I get to do, it's not always fun when it's yourself, right? When it's like me, I'm like, I cannot wait. I tell my coach all the time, I'm like, I cannot wait to be on the other side of this. And he's like, okay, relax. Like, well, you're not there yet. So learn what you need to learn. But I know that everything that I'm learning and everything that I have learned has never just been for me. It's always been so that other people can hear it, so that they don't feel alone, so that they don't feel like they're the only ones out there who've had an experience like that. So I think for me, destination transformation is that. It's like transforming myself, allowing myself to transform, but also taking that transformation outward.
Beautiful, beautiful. So what do you want your personal legacy to be?
Personal legacy. I would love for people to remember me as someone who just lights fires. Like, I like to think that I'm just a fire starter, like that I get people excited about their life, excited about their purpose, excited about their calling, whether it's entrepreneurship or otherwise. I want people to, like, there's a quote, I can't remember who said it. It's either in like The Science of Getting Rich or Think and Grow Rich. It's one of those. It says, you know, always leave people with the impression of increase. And that's what I want my legacy to be, mm-hmm. is that people always feel like their life was just a little bit better. They learned something or they got excited just by having me around.
Great. Well, I'm excited that you're around. Yeah. Very excited.
Thank you.
So here at Brand New Day, we believe in supporting and encouraging our listening audience to do the same. So what special projects or events do you have on the horizon that you're able to share with us?
Oh, yes. Oh, there's, what do we have coming up? You know what? I would recommend, I always have free things available. So please, you know, find me, follow me, DM me on Instagram or wherever you can find me and be like, hey, you said you had free stuff. Give it to me. Cause I always have free things. So like I have a free class. It's a 3-part class right now called Stack Your Paper. So people can participate in that. But also we have so many things coming up. I'm a co-founder of another company called Flourish Media. And I know in the fall, we are doing our annual Publish Her book fair. It's a free book fair. And basically we highlight women authors, self-published women authors. They come, they sell their book. We also have workshops there. So people who want to write a book can learn from our authors. So that's coming up in the fall. Please stay tuned for that. We have our Flourish Media Conference. Wonderful. Yeah. We have a Flourish Media Conference that happens every year in February. That's always the big highlight as well. We bring so many amazing people, mostly women, to come in. We have my partner and I in the company, Vivian, we have been able to raise $15 million to invest in women in businesses owned and operated by minority women. So we have a pitch conversation. It's not a pitch competition because nobody wins everything, but we bring our investors in. Our investors have conversations with these people. So that's coming up in February. So there's always something really amazing on the horizon. Who knows? Next month I might have something else. I sort of like to operate in bursts of energy. So whatever I feel like the Lord leads, that's what I'll do. But for now, those are the things.
Okay,
that's
awesome.
I do have a question before we depart. Yeah. So you said that you had to make a choice between your job and your entrepreneurial mm-hmm. job. So because I know a lot of times people get a little frightened because it's like my job is security, this entrepreneurship mm-hmm. thing, not so much. So would you say that it took you a long time to get started where you felt like, okay, this is more where it's a financial blessing, it's more of what I was looking to have, as opposed to I departed from something that was truly secure and now this is really shaky. So about how long did that take for you? I know it's different for everybody. So
right, it is different for everybody. Now I'll walk through how I kind of coach people to talk about this. Now because everybody's journey is very different. So mm-hmm. I made $10,000 my second month of business. Like I started in January and February, I was making $10,000 a month already. And I had consistently made $10,000 a month. In May, I put in my 2 weeks, or really it was more than 2 weeks notice because I wanted to finish out the summer with my students. So in May, they knew that I was leaving after I was finishing the cohort with my students that June, July. Mm-hmm. So it did not take me very long, but there's a lot of reasons why it didn't take me very long. It's because number one, I just didn't overthink the process. This is what I'm doing. I didn't have the false sense of security, because you talked about security, you know, something more secure. Your job is not secure. It's like, I think there's a false.
Yes.
They will hire you. They will fire you in a day.
Yes, they will. In a quick hot minute. Yes.
Correct. So I don't want anybody to fall into this narrative that, you know, this is secure. It's not. The only security though is you. Like, what can you create? Now that might mean you create another job experience, like sure, or you create a business, but ultimately like the security that you have rests inside of you. And I always want to empower people to know, like, you have the choice to decide where money comes from in your life. If you want it to come from a job, that's great. I love that for you. If you want it to come from a business and you are wholeheartedly going to pursue that, and you're going to show up to your business in the same way that you show up to your job, because a lot of people don't, they're going to pretend like they're in business, they're an entrepreneur, but they're not. If you're willing to do the work, then it can happen so fast for you. There is nothing that said, like, nothing is stopping. And that was me, very new, very green, didn't know about entrepreneurship at all, like at least online in the same way. Just launching courses because I knew that that's what people wanted. And I was just following success patterns that other people were doing, right? And this, you know, I had coaches too who were like, do that. And I was like, okay, that sounds like it's good to me. And so I was just doing it. And then along the way, I was learning. But ultimately, there's the kind of person that's going to want to have the safety and security of, you know, a nest egg and let me make. And there's nothing wrong with that if that gives you a sense of peace. And then there are people who are more like me who are like, this job is actually taking up way too much time because I could be making way more money in my business. So let me get out of this job right now so that I have more time to focus on my business, which is where I was because, you know, that, you know, 7.5 hours that I was spending at work, plus the commute back and forth to the university, mm-hmm. it was just too much time. And then I was, you know, staying up until 2 a.m. trying to launch courses, be on the internet, make videos, mm-hmm. And I was making way more money doing that than I was sitting in my little office at the university. So
I love it. And you're so right. Like, audience, I hope y'all heard that because what she's saying is truth. We're listening. Emily and I are definitely because we know it. It's just a matter of activating it. Jobs are not secure. Yeah, you got to be reminded. And jobs are not secure. And so, you know, step out there. Take a leap out on faith and see what happens. Thank you, Dr. Tracy. Thank you for those encouraging words. I think you have inspired our audience today for sure.
I hope so.
Definitely us.
Well, I hope so. Thanks again for having me.
Absolutely. But before we go, Dr. Tracy, again, we're so glad that you joined us, but can you give our listening audience where we can reach out to you online? On social media so that they can plug in and connect?
Yes. If you find me on social media, I'm Tracy Timberlake everywhere. So Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, just Tracy Timberlake, T-R-A-C-Y, and then Timberlake like Justin, and you'll find me.
Awesome. So thank you again for being with us this evening. You are officially a part of the Brand New Day family, and you are always welcome.
Thank you so much.
Listen, Joy Seekers, Dr. Tracy, she dropped some amazing gems on us this evening. And we hope that you took some notes and are preparing to implement some of the strategies that she shared with us. Again, thank you so much, Dr. Tracy, for being our special guest. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. We Talk Radio Network is celebrating 12 years. Thank you for supporting us each and every day by tuning in to each of our shows. As we move near the second half of this year, let's make sure that we enjoy the course of our journeys and we learn the lessons that unfold. Here's Kim Washington with I See It and my cousin Lamont Sanders with I'm Blessed, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We are living in some crazy times. Uncertainties are everywhere. If we keep the faith and believe, we will receive, but we've got to see it.
I can see my victory. Your favor's all over me. You've made a way indeed. I trust you. I believe. I can see my victory. Your favor's all over me. Thank you.
Hey now, it's Miss Anita Wilson, and you're listening to Brand New Day.
Mary bless.
Uncle Freddy, back again.
Hey, count it up, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
You got your gospel. Come on.
Never a loss. Even when it's looking bleak, he's still the boss.
Turns it around.
All for my good.
All for my good.
Writes my story better than I ever could. I know it's winning season for me. Long as he's on my team,
I'm so unbothered.
God's got all of my needs. He supplies everything.
It's already planned.
I keep giving him praise. He directs all my ways.
He knows I follow.
I ain't really trying to brag, but he's got it like that. I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Never able to stress. Never settle for less. I'm you rocking with the best. You're blessed.
Got a new name.
Got a new glow.
Got a new glow. I see blessings when I come in and I go.
This ain't for sure.
I claim Jesus, he's the way maker, the door. I know it's winning season for me. Long as he's on my team,
I'm so unbothered.
God's got all of my needs. He supplies everything.
It's already planned.
I keep giving him praise. He directs all my ways.
He knows I follow.
I ain't really trying to brag, but he's amazing like that. I'm blessed.
From the north to the east to the west, even the south,
I'm blessed. I'm rocking with the best.
Your best.
Tell him I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Oh yeah. Nothing can stop me. I'm up with the best.
Never had to stress.
Never settle for less.
Never settle for less. I'm you rocking with the best.
Mm-hmm. Your
best. Tell him I'm blessed.
If you are blessed, I mean, hear you say, oh.
I can see it, I can hear it, I can feel it, I can. I can see it, I can hear it, I can feel it, I can't explain it, but I know that it's major. I can't explain it, but I know that it's major. I can't explain it, but I know that it's major. I can't explain it, but I know that it's made.
I can see it, I can hear it, I can feel it, I can see.
but I know releasing.
I can see
that shall be your testimony.
I can see it.
Say,
I can't explain.
I can't explain. I just know it's major. I can't explain it, but I know that it's major. For you and you, I just need you to know tonight, you are a miracle. Oh, you are a miracle. Do you just wave your hand in the air and say, I am a miracle, I am a miracle, and he made me one today.
And give a praise up in here.
That was Ja'Kalyn Carr with Major. And you're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. Well, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to the E-Men After Show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, check out We Talk Radio's website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com and follow We Talk Radio on all social media platforms at We Talk Radio. Deanne and I would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty. And keep the conversation going. Tell us how you are taking flight in 2023. Let's pray. God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for another week. We thank you for another day. God, we ask you, Lord God, to continue to create in us a clean heart and renew within us a right spirit. God, give us strength for the journey as we navigate this week, oh God. Cover us in your blood. Continue to give us witty ideas, inventions, and concepts. God, we want to move forward. Stir up every gift that's on the inside of us, oh God. We want to be more and more and more and more and more like you. We love you. We bless you. We give you praise and glory as you cover us throughout this week. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord and he delighteth in his way. Thank you for ordering our steps through this entire week. And we'll give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. We would like to leave you with a motivational quote from former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt. Do not stop thinking of your life as an adventure. You have no security unless you can live bravely, excitingly, imaginatively. Unless you can choose a challenge instead of competence. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Bloom on We Talk Radio. Here's Kiara Sheard Kelly with You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet.
Did you think I made it this far for you to take me the other way? Walking in my new style. Got some things I've been praying for, believing for, and I ain't got time to play. My happy place, my better days, it's not a phase, more is on the line. Yeah, yeah. Now watch me make my move. Nothing
too long, and I ain't gonna turn.